You're listening to Insight here on Camp Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For many people, having your own business is part of the American dream. But recent moves by the federal government means that dream has gotten more challenging for non-citizen entrepreneurs legally in the country. Last week, the Small Business Administration made changes to its loan eligibility, which now makes green card holders unable to qualify for a critical source of funding, on top of previous limitations the agency implemented last month. And this move could have severe impacts in California, which is home to the most immigrants in the country and home to the biggest number of small businesses. Levy Sumagaisai is an economy reporter with the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, which partners with public media stations across the state. And she joins us now to talk about what the ripple effects of this move might look like across the state. Welcome back, Levy.
Hi, Vicky. Good to be with you again.
So let's just start with some background. What exactly does the SBA, the Small Business Administration, do?
Yeah, so the SBA provides loans directly. It also backs loans, meaning, it puts the weight of the government, gives a government guarantee to private lenders who might be hesitant to give loans to people who have, you know, maybe not an established credit history, et cetera. And so the SBA will back loans like that as well. So for immigrants, the SBA has been an important source of loans because some immigrants may not have a long credit history. They may not be able to get favorable terms from financial lenders. And so they have relied on SBA loans, which might have lower interest rates or might have more favorable terms for someone just starting out.
How common is it for someone starting their own business using an SBA loan compared to other loans?
What from the reporting that I've done, the people that I've talked to, including small business owners and advocates, it is pretty common for them to seek out SBA loans because the SBA has been friendly to people trying to start small businesses, right? And again, not just the direct loans. There are two sort of main types of loans that the SBA gives out. One is used for startup costs, et cetera. One is like typically a bigger loan that's used to purchase a building for a business or to purchase like heavy machinery, et cetera. Or the SBA backed loans, which again, you know, those come from places like community development, financial institutions, and other small lenders, like, you know, not the bigger banks that might have like higher interest rates, et cetera.
Has the SBA placed restrictions like this before?
Not that I know of. And in fact, the advocates that I spoke with, including folks from the chambers of commerce all over the place, I spoke with ones in the state. They expressed concern and sort of, you know, like surprise and consternation that that there would be limits placed like this on green card holders. Green card holders are immigrants who are here legally. They can work legally. They and they start businesses perhaps while they're on their green cards, while they're trying to become citizens. With all the sort of like the rhetoric around, immigration right now, these are folks who are trying to quote unquote do things the right way. And so it's unfortunate, you know, advocates say that this policy change sort of puts green card holders in a class they haven't been in before. One advocate even told me it sort of gives new meaning to the word undocumented, because green card holders are being excluded from this thing that has been available to them for years and years.
Yeah, and they're legal permanent residents.
Right. Yeah. Now they're in, they're sort of in this different class now.
Hmm. So with these restrictions that just took effect, there were some that took effect on April 1st, others that took effect, I believe, last month as well. What are the big changes that came down the pipeline?
Yeah, so basically any green card holder or any business that's even partly owned by a green card holder will no longer be eligible for these loans. And what that means, you know, from my reporting. So, for example, in my story recently, I did speak with someone who owns a glass company in Fresno. She's a Romanian immigrant. She and her husband were green card holders when they took out their first SBA loan years ago. They have now, since then, have taken out a total of 3 SBA loans as they grew their business, right? So it's not like you only need an SBA loan when you're starting your business. It's also as you grow your business. It's as you start to hire more people, right? Or as you try to buy the building that your business is in. And so they became U.S. citizens 3 years ago. So she said the third SBA loan they got was, you know, as citizens. But the first two were as green card holders. So that sort of gives you an idea of sort of the effects of this new policy change. You know, someone who could have gotten a loan before to help grow their business may not be able to do it now and may have to turn to other sources of funding to try to grow their business. In fact, for the story that I wrote, I was set to talk with a green card holder in the Bay Area who was trying to buy the building that her business is in. But you know, as she thought about it, she backed out. She didn't want to talk with me anymore. She was hesitant to do so. People feel like targets, or, you know, things are going to get taken away from them. They feel like if a spotlight is put on their story, that it may hurt their chances even more. So yeah, I mean, that is an effect of what's happening, and that could affect California's economy because a lot of immigrants start small businesses and become employers, you know, create jobs.
So what is the Trump administration's justification for making these changes to the SBA program?
Yeah, I emailed the SBA and they did respond by saying that this policy change is consistent with the Trump administration's desire to make sure that SBA loans are available to U.S. citizens. They said that there's a limited number of loans and a limited, limited funding for these loans, and that they want all these loans to go to U.S. citizens and U.S. nationals only.
Hmm. As you mentioned, you did talk to business groups and chambers that represent businesses across the state. Given that California is home to many small businesses and home to the largest immigrant communities in the country, did you get a gauge of what the impact could be to the state's economy?
Yeah, one small business advocate that I spoke with estimated that there could be about 220,000 small business owners or would-be small business owners that could be affected by this change, meaning they, you know, that many could miss out on possible low interest loans, you know, loans that are more favorable to small businesses that have better terms. And So the impact there is unclear. I mean, like, how many small businesses will now maybe not get started at all, or not expand, not be able to hire new folks, have to lay off people? You know, it comes also as many small businesses are facing so many other financial challenges, right? They are dealing with other effects of Trump administration policies, including tariffs, including rising costs now because of the war in Iran, and other things. You know, there are the other economic effects on communities made up of immigrants that are dealing with losses in other safety nets like medical care, you know? And so it could have wide ranging effects. It's unclear, you know, just what will happen and how or whether alternatives could help fill some of that void that, you know, that new void that is now there.
What are some of the types of businesses or would-be businesses that we're talking about? If you can just give us some examples.
Sure. I mean, you know, it ranges from like anyone who's like a food truck owner who may want to eventually start a restaurant. You know, there were many signatories on a list of a letter that was sent to the SBA protesting this policy change, right? And on that list were chambers of commerce, you know, big and small. There was like a union of taxi drivers. There was a collaborative of nail salons. And, you know, the other folks that people mentioned to me, you know, like if you want to start a clinic or a law firm or anything like that, other small businesses that you may not think of, because you may like automatically think, okay, yeah, like a small food, type business or whatever. But so those types of businesses as well. So, I mean, it's just a plethora, really, like a big range of businesses that could be started by a green card holder, anyone who's here legally and intends to stay and possibly intends to become a citizen or not. You know, there are people who are here legally who stay green card holders for a long, long time or for their whole lives here.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters economy reporter Levi Sumagaisai about the impact of recent changes by the Small Business Administration that made permanent non-citizens like green card holders ineligible to get business loans. Okay, these big changes already took effect. What alternatives are out there and available for these small business owners?
Yeah, so there are many small business lenders that are community development financial institutions. They have funding from different private sources that may be willing to lend to, you know, what other banks may deem risky businesses, small businesses. So there are alternatives, but as one expert told me, they don't quite have the scale that the SBA has. You know, like the SBA loans can go as high as $350,000 to millions of dollars, right? And sometimes small businesses, as they either start up or grow or try to scale, they need that much. And, you know, that's just going to be out of reach. You know, what's interesting is I tried to get more information about the alternatives that are available at the state level. And there are alternatives. There are like some state-backed loans through the treasurer's office, et cetera. But what I also found was, you know, some people were sort of a little hesitant to talk about it because as one of my sources told me, They're afraid that the more they talk about it, the higher the likelihood that it could be targeted in some way. And so that is an interesting part of the story that I intend to try to follow.
Hmm. So the state does have some funded options, like you mentioned. Is the state also in a position to help more? I mean, I get that the state is in some tough budgetary times, but California is regularly an adversary to the Trump administration's policies. Is there discussion at the state level of helping kind of fill the gap left by these changes to SBA?
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely trying to find out. For this story, I asked to talk with the state treasurer and some other folks on the state level. That's probably going to be something that I am going to be following up on.
Hmm. And when it comes to following up, what comes next? I mean, we're talking about changes that just have taken effect in the last weeks or even in the last days. So we don't really have a clear picture of what that impact is going to be to California. What interests you next as you continue to follow this in the months to come?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would be interested in looking at data about whether small business starts will fall now. And also, again, to try to pursue what the state is going to try to do about this. The other advocates I spoke with also hope that, there are foundations and philanthropists that step up because, they say the economic health of the state could depend on whether small businesses continue to be able to start up here.
Levy, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Vicky.
Levy Sumagaisai is CalMatters economy reporter, and we've been talking about a recent move by the Small Business Administration, the SBA, to limit loans to just U.S. citizens and nationals, cutting out green card holders and other immigrants. Still ahead, a celebration of rhythmic prose in the Sierra Nevada foothills. We'll meet one of the featured presenters at this year's Poetry Festival. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.